Now it's time for our documentary of the week with Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, the co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction podcast and film series. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
John Lewis has been arrested more than 40 times for protesting injustice in America. He remembers confronting racial segregation as a boy in Alabama.
And I've asked my mother, my father, my grandparents, and my great-grandparents why. And they said, boy, that's the way it is. Don't get in the way. Don't get in trouble. But in 1955, 15 years old, the action of Rosa Parks, the words and leadership of Dr. King inspired me to get in trouble, what I call good trouble, necessary trouble.
The new documentary, John Lewis, Good Trouble, covers 60 years of his history, from Nashville sit-ins to the Selma March to his 34 years as a congressman from Georgia. His legacy is an inspiration to younger representatives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I know that if John Lewis as a 19, 20-year-old wasn't doing what he did, I would not be here today.
Today, Lewis is motivated to action by the Supreme Court decision that weakened voting rights in 2013. Since then, millions of voters have been purged from the rolls or disenfranchised by flagrant acts of discrimination. The fight for civil rights isn't over, says former Attorney General Eric Holder.
Some of those old battles that many of us thought had been fought and won, we have to re-engage. This is not a time for despair. This is a time for action. That's what I learned from John Lewis.
Now that Lewis is 80 and has terminal cancer, this film can inspire a new generation to continue his fight. John Lewis, Good Trouble is available on Amazon, Apple TV, and other platforms. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.